Hello. Welcome to PMM Insight, a plastics machinery and manufacturing podcast. This is an episode of PMM Commentary, where we talk about issues facing the plastics industry. I am your host, Ron Shin, editor of PMM. NPE 2024 will be here in just a couple of weeks, and the PMM staff has produced a detailed look at 111 new products showgoers will see in Orlando starting May 6. I want to change our regular podcast schedule to tell you about the 10 products I think should be on your must-see list at the show. This list is purely subjective, based entirely on the fact that I've been to every NPE since 1991 and still get a thrill from seeing new machinery. So here goes, not in any particular order. Number 1. Ingalls' new EMAC Plus line of injection molding machines is smaller and more compact than the company's popular EMAC series. Clamping force ranges from 55 tons to 420 tons, and a full range of options, including clean room packages, are available. Ingalls says the new line offers a 16% reduction in machine width with no increase in length. The press line's generous mold space is unchanged. You can visit Ingle in booth W3301. Number 2. Nissi America is introducing its hybrid FWX series of large-size, low-pressure injection molding machines. They're available in six sizes, ranging from 309 tons to 1,439 tons of clamping force. Nissi says it has designed the machines to accommodate larger molds than comparable size presses. Nissi will mold textured polypropylene trays on a two-cavity mold to show that its new 240-ton model can do the same job that would normally require a 660-ton press. The company also said the process will give a better surface finish. You can find Nissi in booth W2401. Number 3. Advanced Blending Solutions is introducing an inline trim-and-rolled repelletizer called the Piranha. The direct extrusion system is designed for repelletizing pre-shredded or granulated material or loose materials, such as caps or lids. ABS says the major benefits of the Piranha are space savings, energy efficiency, and minimal maintenance requirements. Visit ABS in booth W4861. Number 4. Berlin ECM's continuous filter, called the CF1570, is designed to handle a wide range of applications, including recycling applications, as well as production of blown film, PVC profiles, and fiber extrusions. The unit features a newly designed automated filter plate separation system that allows the operator to remove the filter plate from the filter, prep it to be put back into the filter, and safely start the process again. Berlin ECM is in booth W54887. Number 5. Movacolor's new MDS volumetric feeder series can be combined with other units and can be specifically tailored for injection molding, extrusion, blow molding, and compounding. The line can handle a wide range of materials, from granulates and microgranulates to free-flowing powder, at up to 158 degrees Fahrenheit. The feeders are cost-effective and offer high-performance dosing that minimizes overdosing, thereby cutting material and processing costs. Visit Movacolor in booth S21111. Number 6. Dry Air Industries is unveiling its MD series of compressed air dryers designed for very low throughputs. The dryers feature stainless steel construction and glass hoppers, a 4-inch color touchscreen control, and uses a 100 PSI clean compressed air supply. Dry Air said the MD dryers are especially good for precise drying in medical applications that have low throughputs and or use high-cost resins. Hourly throughput ranges from 0.5 pounds for the MD1 to 5 pounds for the MD3. Visit Dry Air in booth W909. Number 7. Plastiblow is showing the PB 15ED, a double-station, all-electric extrusion blow molding machine with a 15.4-ton clamp. The machine is suited for bottles and hollow-body containers for cosmetics and pharmaceuticals, as well as personal hygiene, medical, food, cleaning, and automotive products. Plastiblow says the benefits of the machine include energy savings, repeatability, and lower maintenance costs when compared with hydraulic machines. You can visit Plastiblow in booth S13065. Number 8. Chase Cooling Systems is showing a new eco-friendly thermo-chiller line called the TGR series. The company says TGR offers precise temperature control for a variety of cooling and heating applications, including molds for injection molding and blow molding machines. This is Chase's first portable thermo-chiller. The TGR thermo-chillers use R513A refrigerant gas and are designed to fit in small, tight places. You can visit Chase Cooling in booth S27039. Number 9. Rochelle Tool and Die is exhibiting a familiar piece that now sports plenty of new features. The RS90 was introduced in 2018 and is Rochelle's largest reciprocating screw blow molder. Updated features include new process monitor controls, sensors and connections for monitoring and measuring hydraulic pressure, temperature, and level, accumulator hydraulic gas and pressure, extrusion melt, temperature, mold water pressure, extruder screw speed, mold close pressure, and air pressure for supply, blow, and pre-blow. And that's just a partial list. You can see all the new features at booth W1381. Number 10. Drymax Plus dryers from Whitman are equipped with Whitman Plus controls, which makes them the first dual desiccant bed dryers that are compatible with Whitman's next generation W4.0 system. The standard OPC UA protocol enables a dryer to automatically exchange data. The new line also features simple, intuitive controls and are designed for smaller and medium-sized throughputs. Whitman is in booth W3043. That's my top 10. There are 101 more new products detailed in PMM's April issue and even more on our website. I hope you go to NPE and check out these plus all the other new products for your business. No doubt you'll come away with a top 10 list of your own. I hope you have enjoyed this episode of PMM Commentary. Thanks to Associate Editor Marvin Brown for editing this podcast. You can always find our podcast and the latest information about the worldwide plastics industry on our website, www.plasticsmachinerymanufacturing.com, and on social media. Remember to subscribe to the podcast on your favorite podcasting app, and please tell a friend or colleague who would enjoy the show. This podcast is produced by Plastics Machinery and Manufacturing, an Endeavor Business Media brand.